In our previous lesson, we discovered that it was the tree that removed the bitterness from the water. Peter said that Jesus bare our sins in his own body on the tree. It was the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the tree which cleanses us from all sin. This is the beginning of our faith. This is where we must begin. For if we have not begun here, we have not begun at all. But it would be a sad thing to stop there. This is why we have this other valuable picture. It is found this time in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 19. I would urge you to read chapter 2 of 2 Kings. It's a wonderful chapter. In this chapter, you'll find the story of Elijah being caught up in a whirlwind and leaving his mantle for Elisha. In this chapter, you'll find that the Jordan River parted twice, once with Elijah and once with Elisha. The city in which this takes place is Jericho, a beautiful place. If you remember, hundreds of years earlier, Jericho had been destroyed by Joshua and the Israelites. Someone had rebuilt the city, and it was a beautiful place. And after Elisha crossed the Jordan River, he stopped in at Jericho to wait on the 50 men that went looking for Elijah. And while he was there, the men of the city said to him, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as you can see, but the water is naught, and the ground is barren." And Elisha said to them, "Bring me a new cruse and put salt in it." And they brought it to him. And Elisha went forth unto the springs of the water and cast the salt in there and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and they shall not be from henceforth any more deaf or barren land." So the waters were healed until this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. In these verses, we find the city, a beautiful city, sitting in a beautiful situation. But the water was naught, and the ground was barren. When it says that the water was naught, it doesn't mean that there was no water, as we shall discover, but it was stale and stagnant, producing sterility. When he says the ground was barren, it doesn't mean to say that nothing grew, otherwise the place would not have looked so charming. The word barren means causing to miscarry. Had you been there in the spring, you would have seen all the early evidence of a coming harvest. You would have seen the leaves beginning to pop out of the buds of the trees and bushes. A week or two later, you would have seen the blossom fashion fade and to leave the promise of a bumper crop. But that was the great tragedy. Maybe there still lurked in the hearts of the citizens of this town the feeble hope that this year things would be different. But it was not. Every year the same thing happens. The fruit just about to ripen, ready to be plucked, fell suddenly to the ground, premature, to rot, and never reproduce. Of what is this a picture? It may be, of course, a picture of you. The fruit that has appeared to others have not appeared to you, and you are overwhelmed inwardly with a sense of defeat and futility and barren. The fruit that has appeared to others has so often fallen to the ground, only to rot and never reproduce. But you keep on going out of a sense of duty and love and devotion. You go on and on and on. Yet deep down in your hearts, you are tired, almost beyond endurance. I wonder, are you like that? I'm not going to finish today. Join me tomorrow for part 3 of this lesson.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.